All right, good morning, 99.7 EJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
So today is DJX's day at the fair. We'll be out there after 10 o'clock after the show is done and set up there in the south wing. And I am ready. Let's go fair.
That's great.
Are you not?
I know you're excited about it. So that's good stuff.
I mean, getting right up in it with the, I mean, and look, typically I make it to the fair on one of the last days. So all of the food that has won blue ribbons is moldy now. And, you know, people are kind of worn out because they've already been there for 9-10 days at a stretch. But man, we're right in the thick of it, right in the middle of it. It's going to be great. Nice, warm outside, hot even.
Okay, yes.
Outside.
It's scorching hot.
But yeah, we're going to be inside, set up there in South Wing, you know, right there inside the Expo Center. So, man, I'm telling you what. I got a little sneak peek of what the fair is going to be like the other day. I had a pop over there, and I mean, it was hard for me because I was on a mission because I had to be in and out in like, you know, 10 minutes or so. So, but I was on a mission to, you know, just get something. And I couldn't be distracted, right? And it's really hard when you walk in there and you're walking down the midway and you are seeing all these food vendors set up. And I'm like, you know what? I could just, the line's not really long. I could grab a turkey leg real quick. I could
a turkey leg.
I could grab a lemonade there that they're squeezing with the John Deere tractor motors. I mean, this is
That's
going to be exciting. I know. So, DJX's day at the fair is today. They've got the horse show today. They've got the free show at Freedom Hall. They've got the fair foods like the Philly cheesesteak fries, the Barbie themed funnel cake, the lobster rolls, because we're bougie now. And I'm
awesome.
And I'm all ready for that. So, yeah, today.
So basically, you bring any food to Ben today and he's going to try it.
I mean, I think we are getting set up with some food that we can do little taste testings on and all that stuff. So that'll be nice.
Awesome.
Yeah, throughout the day here on 99.7 DJX. So we're just getting started. Yeah, like I said, it is another air quality alert day today. Hot, extreme temperatures. The real feel going to be over 100 degrees. Most, I know, school activities have already been canceled for today. So if you do have something scheduled, just make sure you check with your school or your coach or whatever to see what's going on there. And yeah, but fair is still going on, rain or shine, right?
Exactly.
That's right. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
So a neighbor was caught on a Ring doorbell camera all over her neighborhood doing something that's pretty great. We're in the feel-good lane.
Oh, okay.
Tell you what she was doing.
All right. So, yeah, we'll get to that, plus this hour, phone taps and State of the Bar stories, and now Taylor Swift, good morning. All right, it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. All right, Kelly K.
So this is a really sweet thing that was caught on a doorbell camera. Giselle was caught sharing apricots from her trees with her neighbor in Oceanside, California. Devin Blackburn's her neighbor, shared the video on TikTok, said Giselle was nice enough to do the same thing with every home in the neighborhood. So he decided he wanted to return the favor by sharing his fruit with Giselle.
Hey, it's Giselle with the house with the green roof and the dog. I just left some apricots on your door.
Did you leave apricots on
yes.
my door? Okay, I thought it was you. I saw the green roof and I picked some oranges and lemons for you. I wanted to.
And the sweet exchange between neighbors of 2 years continued.
They're literally falling off the tree, so if you want some, come and
Hi, mister.
Oh, wow. She was not kidding. They are falling all over the ground. Look how cool.
Yeah, isn't that cool? He's just like, he walks in her backyard and like the apricots are all over the ground. He's just like, well, all right, I'm going to pick up some more. And he says, protect Giselle at all costs because she's amazing. What a great example. You can see their story.
Does anyone else think of the movie Enchanted when you say the word Giselle. Giselle!
Yes. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, she is magical.
All right.
She is blessing people with fruit in her neighborhood. WDJX.com. See their story.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so it's a phone tap. Robert Hassenpepper works for an HR company or HR at a company. He doesn't really, I say that, because it's all made up, right?
Well, yeah, but, and he's not a real person.
Yeah, no, he's not. However, Richard is, and he is going to be the one receiving this phone call. On the way, give us like 10, 12 minutes. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX, and it's almost like TBT a little bit early, like a way back Wednesday, as Diddy has announced his first solo release in 17 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
You missed the game.
Yeah, the Love album, Off the Grid. It's going to drop September 15th. But then also, Lauryn Hill from Fugees.
Get out.
Is celebrating the 25th anniversary of her debut solo album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And she's going to go on a 17-date world tour.
Get
and,
out.
And her former group, the Fugees, are going to be opening for her.
Everybody's just getting back in the saddle.
I know. It's kind of crazy. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Diddy, even though he has released some music since then, he hasn't released an album since 2006. And apparently, it's going to include people like Justin Bieber, The Weeknd, Swae Lee, Mary J. Blige, Babyface, DJ Khaled. So yeah, he's got some firepower on his new album. So it'll be interesting to see what comes from that here coming up in September here. All right, coming up next. Look, you know, sometimes when you have I don't want to say like a kid's name, but like a kid's version of an adult name, like a Mikey or a Bobby or a Johnny or something like that.
Sure.
That you've had. You know, when you get like a real job or a grown-up job, I can understand that you might want to be like, all right, instead of, you know, being Bobby, maybe I go by Bob or
right.
or Robert. You know, maybe I go by my real name now or whatever instead of the nickname that I've had growing up.
And Ricky wants to be known as Richard.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. The unfortunate thing for Richard is that Robert Hassenpepper, who's a fake person, has to give him a call from his new job that he's getting ready to start to let him know that, well, there's too many Richards on staff.
We're going to have to come up with another alternative.
Yep. It's a phone tap. On the way next on 99.7 DJX. The Weeknd on 99.7 DJX. I saw this on comments by celebs on that Instagram account. Yesterday, this Instagram fan account from Turkey posted this artificial intelligence version of The Weeknd's song Starboy, right?
Okay.
But it was sung by Selena Gomez. Here's the thing. Again, not really Selena Gomez. It was AI Selena Gomez, but this fan account just posted this. Take a listen. Selena Gomez herself posted a comment on the fan page saying scary, because listen.
How so empty, need a centerpiece. 20 racks of table cut from ebony. Cut that ivory into skinny pieces. Then she cleaned it with her face, but I love my baby. You talking money, need a hearing aid. You're talking about me, I don't see the shade.
I mean,
wow, that, it's close.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not exactly like her, but
right,
it's close.
It's not exactly like her, but man, it is close. And that
and
is.
And I get it. I mean, it's like, if I were an artist too, and AI could really
replicate.
Closely replicate my voice, yeah.
Well, I mean,
I'd
be
salty. Wait,
I mean, we just heard what David Guetta did at a show with Eminem.
Yeah.
I mean, he was just messing around at a show and just had an AI version of Eminem rapping over one of his beats, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so, man, that's just kind of crazy. But yeah, that is completely fake. She didn't actually sing Starboy by The Weeknd. That was just an AI version of it. So it's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, look, there are times when you take your clothes off. There are times when you keep them on.
Most of the time in public, we keep our clothes on, and I'm guessing we're in public and we didn't keep our clothes on.
Well, it's a setting the bar story, so you be the judge of that.
All right.
That is on the way next. 99.7 DJX. All right, it's Ben and Kelly. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. By the way, Jack Harlow tickets, 4 o'clock this afternoon with Emily. His show is going on sale for the 6 different areas of the state that he's going to on Friday. And we'll have those tickets for you a little later on this afternoon and all this week on 99.7 DJX. All right, side of the bar stories, Kelly.
Examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, times to take your clothes off and times to keep them on. So, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked in this sunflower field, well, then you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I get it. You want to be one with nature.
But, well, this out of jolly old England.
Oh, pip, pip.
Yeah, off the coast of England, in fact, this Hayling Island, it's a sunflower farm. They've actually had to start asking customers to keep their clothes on.
Okay, more than one person?
Yeah, from
guilty of this.
From CBS Sunday or CBS Mornings.
Owners of a sunflower field in England are now, because they've had 6 incidents of people being nude or near nude in the flowers,
wow,
having photo sessions, they
crazy.
Are saying, please, if you don't mind, it's a family area. And
fun.
So they're saying, like, please don't take your clothes off, because yeah. One woman complained and said, my son got a right eyeful the other day. You should have seen his face.
So people are flocking to this sunflower field and they're like, you know what? This sunflower field is so beautiful. Let's just do a photo shoot. And they,
yes,
you know.
And I can't ruin it with clothes.
Yeah, and you know, I got to be honest. I've oftentimes wanted to go up to Huber's and take a, you know, naked photo shoot in the pumpkin patch there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How fun
you
would that be?
You wanted to be naked in the pumpkin patch.
Yeah, just have the pumpkin, you know, strategically placed.
No. No one needs to see that.
Well,
no
for,
one.
It's for the bit, Kelly.
No, it's not for the bit.
Anyways. Like I said, I have
Huber's is asking you not to do that.
Huber's, I think, would be on board.
No, they would not be on board.
So anyways, this sunflower farm there in off the coast of England is kindly asking customers to, hey,
please keep your clothing on. Thank you.
Right, right. You know, the sunflower fields are very photogenic, very Instagrammable.
Yes, they are.
But people are getting a little too comfortable. So.
Well, and you know what? If you do take the nakey-nakey pictures, you can't really post them on the gram either, because that would violate their decency policies, right?
Hey, I don't know what you're using your pictures for.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Look, we all try to weave our way through life, trying to find someone to share your life with. When you think maybe you found that person sitting across from you on the bus, or maybe you almost sealed the deal with them, but you don't like get a name or number, and so you gotta go to the internet.
Exactly. How else do you reconnect and spend forever together?
Yep. That's when Kelly and I step in. We find these people, we recreate their love story next on 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of one of those traditions here on the show where, you know, if you have a circumstance with a person and you just don't get a name or number, so what do? Well, you have to go to the internet to try to find them again.
Do a little typey-typey, send out a little love note into the universe. We'll find it, bring it to life. Maybe you'll connect.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist. Connections.
Ladies first.
Sure.
This is titled Cat Food Man, Woman for Man.
Oh, okay.
I was taking the bus after work the other day when I seen you get on. You was tall and skinny with a scruff and carrying a couple grocery bags.
Oh.
Just a couple strangers on an empty bus. We both smile at each other. You have all your teeth too, so that's a plus.
All right.
You sat across from me, and I liked what I saw.
Hey there.
This was the beginning. This was beginning to look like a scene from one of those books people read.
That's very general.
I've heard of this reading
heard
that
of this
people
reading.
Do.
And these so-called books.
And then I saw you reach into one of your bags and pull out a can. brandish a fork from your pocket. I love a man who has manners. Put a napkin on your lap, pop the top, and dig in.
Wow.
I thought it might be a can of tuna. But on closer inspection, it was indeed a can of cat food.
Oh.
You must have been hungry. I got to be honest. I've never tried cat food before, and I was raised not to judge.
Wow.
You polished that thing off and reached for another can.
Wow.
Before you were able to dig in, the bus reached my stop, and I had to get off.
Oh.
There was something about your look, your manners, and your love of cats that got me going. I like that, and I'd like to see you again.
Okay.
Tell me the brand of cat food you were feasting on so I know it's you.
Oh, wow. What a...
Like the brand is really going to set it apart. You can't just say, hey,
were you
the guy
eating cat food on the bus?
Eating cat food on the bus. I was the only other one on there.
Oh, shoot. It was a scene right out of one of those books that people read.
Right out of one of those things they call books.
Yep. It's...
Craigslist Missed Connections.
All right, as Man for Woman titled, Your Drink in My Sea Monkey Village. All right. It was the end of the night. We had vibed, and we wound up back at my place for a nightcap.
Oh, wow.
I had outpunted the coverage. You were smoking. We were in the living room, ice clinking in our drinks. Your lips glistening in the dim candlelight. A soft scent of fine perfume. A silent thunderstorm of desire.
Well, it's like he's writing one of those books that people read.
Right.
You know?
Then you did the unimaginable.
Yeah?
You poured the rest of your vodka and seven into the small plastic aquarium where my sea monkeys live.
Why are we doing that?
How were you to know? Nonetheless, I panicked, but tried to look calm.
Uh-huh.
You slid down the zipper of your slinky black dress, but I had one eye on the sea monkey village as the vodka infused their magical little world.
Oh, no, they're in danger.
You were tossing back your long silky hair, but I couldn't turn away from the turmoil my sea monkeys were now experiencing.
Oh, wow.
Stumbling drunk through their little sea monkey village.
Oh, no.
Singing firework. Loud and off key, yelling, I love you, man. Down the streets of Sea Monkey Village.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow, that's a lot.
As you could tell, I was distracted.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus on you, and you got frustrated and left. Can I get a do-over?
Yes, and next time, please don't poison my sea monkey village with your vodka.
Making all my little sea monkey villagers drunk.
That little
singing,
scene, though.
Singing fireworks at the top of their lungs.
Yeah. That's probably exactly what they were doing.
Probably what they were doing. Okay. Poor guys.
So I mean, just when I thought he had like an actual chance because there was actual interaction between those two.
Yeah. I mean, they were sealing the deal.
Exactly. It was a step ahead of where most of these are.
Well, whether you see the man of your dreams eating cat food on a bus, like a scene out of one of those books that people read.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe you almost... hit a home run with a nice lady who happened to drunken your sea monkey village.
Oh, dang. That is precarious. I'm hoping the sea monkeys are okay. We still don't have
too.
A closure on that.
Yeah. It can be one thing and one thing only, and that is...
Craigslist Missed Connection.
Hashtag save the sea monkeys.
Hashtag cat food. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. By the way, National Cheap Flight Day. I don't know if you believe this or not. Tickets for the holidays supposed to be the cheapest today. A lot of people are saying a little bit overblown. There isn't really a best day for everyone. But that said, tickets are a bit cheaper this time of year than they were a month or two ago. So if you have any travel plans over the holidays, maybe a good time to buy would be today. I don't know. It's 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, you can get to the website, WDJX.com. You can see it. A stepdad got to officially adopt his three stepkids 26 years after marrying their mom. And their letter to him will give you all the feels.
And then Sandra's in a spot where she's considering breaking up with a friend of hers.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's group therapy. We'll get to that here in about 10 minutes or so on 99.7DJX. 99.7DJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. This is kind of cool. We'll get to your feel good here in just a minute. But our buddy who used to work with us, AJ McKay, he used to like be the voice of a lot of commercials. He's still on several commercials here that you hear on 99.7DJX. He's been working for OVW, Ohio Valley Wrestling, for a long time as kind of their ringside announcer and everything. But did you see that Netflix is releasing a kind of a docu-series about OVW?
Yeah, it's, I mean, that's the entire focus of the show. It's not like they're just one of the, I guess, companies featured. That's the entire show.
Yeah, it all kind of surrounds Al Snow and, you know, his ownership and trying to move OVW to kind of a new height, and all of the wrestlers that are a part of OVW, you know, their want and dream to become bigger and better and all that stuff. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
Wrestling is my escape. I'm glad I get to hit people, so I don't want to do any bad things anymore.
OVW is the little engine that could. You get outside of WWE and AEW, best wrestling in America is taking place right here.
There it is, right there. So, yeah,
right
cool.
There.
I know. So
you can see the trailer at WDJX.com. We got it up.
September 13th. So that's pretty cool that, you know, the lights being shined on OVW wrestling there on 99.7DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every hour, Kelly Kay.
This is also a story that you can see at WDJX.com. When David got married 26 years ago, he instantly became a father figure and stepdad to his wife's three kids. But without the permission of their dad, he couldn't officially adopt them. So now that they're adults, they wanted to finally make that happen.
You stepped up and took care of our mom when she was broken. You showed me blood doesn't define family. Love does. Taught me how to drive. Taught me how to be responsible for myself and my actions. Grounded me when I was 2 minutes late. It's okay. I'm not mad anymore about it. You changed our lives in so many different ways, but the biggest way is that you became a dad to all three of us.
Aw.
Isn't that amazing? And he's just so emotional as they're reading all of this. It's clear that this guy has truly been the dad that they needed their entire lives. So you can see that really precious video at WDJX.com.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
How do you break up with a friend? I mean, other than just maybe like the easy way, ghosting him or moving out of town and just not ever talking to him again. I mean, you could do that.
Not being
I
available a lot, I
right,
guess.
Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, Sandra's kind of got a situation where she's considering this, and it's group therapy on the way. Give us 10 minutes. 99.7DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We will be out at the Kentucky State Fair South Wing after 10 o'clock today as we. It's 99.7DJX day at the fair. So if you're headed out there, you have to stop by the tents, see us, high fives. Get in to win some prizes, all that sort of stuff. So,
bring Ben food.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to do that too, I mean, that's great. I was walking through there the other day, and I was just like, man, I have time. I could get a turkey leg. I could get a funnel cake. I could get a donut burger, something like that. I mean,
you were on a mission though. You were location scouting. You had things to do.
I know. I had to get in and out, and I didn't even have time to pet a cow or to try to touch its teat.
Pet a cow and touch its teat?
Well, yeah.
Do they allow that? Well, they just let random people go touch teats?
I think they allow, you can help milk a cow, right? They have dairy cow there.
I don't know. I don't know if there's a cow milking station or not. I know there's a plastic cow we have often gone to say hello to.
Well, Kelly, maybe we can try to find a real dairy cow for have you ever milked a cow before?
No, I haven't milked a cow. I don't feel as though I have the expertise to do so. I think I'll just leave that to the experts, the farmers, the people that are there with the cows.
You don't feel like you have the expertise?
I don't think I have the expertise.
Well,
right,
what better way to learn than by doing?
I'll
tell you, I have milked a cow before, Kelly, and all you have to do is you kind of, and it's been a long time, so excuse me if I'm a little bit rusty, but you gently grasp the base of the teat, and then you kind of like work your hand through and squeeze the milk out into a pail.
Squeeze down. Okay.
Yeah. So you just kind of work it, right?
See, I'm afraid I'd squeeze too hard and hurt the cow.
No, you're not going to hurt the cow.
No?
The cow likes it. Like, the cow has the pressure in its udder, and it's like, hey, touch my teat. Get it out there.
I don't think the cow is saying that.
Well, if the cow could speak English or communicate to humans.
If the cow could talk, that's probably what they'd say.
Yeah, I'd say, hey, you know what? A little pressure down here. Why don't you...
Thank you. I needed that.
I have hooves. Can't do it myself. Why don't you, with your opposable thumb... take and gently grab my teat and go ahead and squeeze milk into a pail there for me.
If we could stop talking about teats this early in the morning, that'd be great.
Well, what better time to talk about it? Kelly, we got to make this happen for you because I can't believe you made it this far in your life without milking a cow.
I'm okay with it. I mean, I know my strong points. I know my strengths and weaknesses.
Kelly, you always got to be learning.
I don't know if I'm going to fit that in the day or not. We'll see.
You don't know if you're going to be able to fit that in the day.
I mean, we have people to talk to. We have to stand and wave a lot.
Sure. You know
so
what? You
know we have what? To we be can... available. If we're wandering around the cows, people aren't going to be able to find us to say hello. We're telling people to come see us, South Wing A. We can't be wandering around trying to milk cows.
Kelly, all I'm hearing is an excuse for you to try to get out of it.
There's
that's
a lot
all
of
I'm
excuses
hearing.
I don't particularly want to milk a cow today.
Just make sure you wash your hands because you don't want to get the cow's teat dirty with your grimy hands.
Oh, God. Suzanne's texting. I'm going to have them bring the cow to you.
Yes!
We don't need
people here
that kind
who
of service.
Work behind the scenes can make this happen.
You know what? I'd feel better leaving that to the experts.
So many people are texting us, touch my teat.
All right.
So if by chance you come by, and I'm just going to go ahead and put this out there now so we have an excuse, all right? So if by chance you come by the South Wing and Kelly and I are not there, we could be in the barn area.
That's the other place we're going to be?
Gently grabbing a cow's teat to milk.
Oh, boy. Oh, see, Bethany's like, you know, we'll go up to your booth. We'll see a sign that says, gone milking a cow teat. Be back in 20 minutes.
Milking a cow teat. Back in 20. You know what? And if you see that sign, you'll understand. You'll understand it. Maybe you could come find us and then we could all share in that moment together.
See, Jim, the school bus driver's like, Kelly, you have the expertise to milk a cow. Michael said so. Really? Really, Jim? Jim.
Oh, is he talking about your husband?
Uh-huh.
What is that?
I have not
what
milked my
mean?
Husband. That is not.
Have we taken this into an adult theme? It's not. It's completely a farming conversation.
There's a special
this is a farming
technique that experts know how to do. I don't know how to do it.
Well, what better way to learn than by doing it, Kelly? You're not going to hurt the cow.
Suzanne, stop texting people. We don't need the cow.
Let's make it happen. Touch my teeth.
Oh, my God. We especially don't need that happening with Ben yelling that next to it.
Oh, shoot. You know
the
it's
cow's
going to
be looking at you like, dude.
All right. Hang on. I'm writing this down. We gotta save this for later. All right. So touching teats a little later on.
That is just sounds bad. People are just tuning in going, what are they talking about?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I did forget the... There you go. Thank you,
that's,
Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy. You're making it something it isn't.
No, you know what?
No.
We got to get the cow in the right mood. Got to get the cow in the right mood.
Kelly, you're talking to someone
who has actually milked a cow before.
Were you playing this song?
I wasn't. I could have been, though.
Oh, my God.
You got to get the cow in the mood. You got to set the tone.
We're
make them feel comfortable.
The cow.
No, we're not.
We're trying to relieve
exactly.
the cow of
we're trying
the
to
milk,
relax them and make
which
them
makes them
feel
better.
That's right. You should relax them. Makes them feel
don't
good.
Think they need to be relaxed with Marvin Gaye. And I don't think.
And be like, hey, Bessie.
Oh, Elizabeth's like, it's
here
mood.
Come here often. All right, so we'll be touching teats and milking cows live from the Kentucky State Fair a little bit later on today. DJ X Day at the Fair. Listen, they asked us to be a part of the fair. This is what they're getting. They know. They know who we are.
Listen, Vinny says you're milking it, not seducing it. Yes, Vinny, thank you. Thank you for backing me up. Listen, they're not going to invite us back at the Kentucky State Fair. They're not.
Yeah, they will.
They're not.
All right, so coming up next, we got to get to Sandra's group therapy. Sorry, Sandra. We took a back seat to talk about teats and cows and udders and farming, you know, because we know our audience. We know our audience, Sandra. You got to understand. Sometimes we got to go the farming route.
She's like, you know what, guys? I think I'm going to handle this one on my own. Thanks, though. Appreciate it. Oh, Brandon's like, you're really milking this bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of you're milking it. Yeah,
I know.
We know. All right. Sandra is in a spot where she's considering breaking up with a friend of hers. Needs to know how to do this. All right. So we'll get into that and group therapy. If you've got a situation, you're like, you know what? Need Ben and Kelly, their expertise. Their expertise. then message us, benandkellyshow@gmail.com. We'll get to group therapy on the way after Taylor on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Let's dive into Sandra's issue. Hey, guys, got a huge favor. Sorry if you get this a lot, but my favor is actually not asking for too much.
Okay.
I have a friend who is the epitome of a Debbie Downer.
Hmm.
I'm so sick of her negativity, and it makes me want to break up with her. But I'm afraid to because she has told me I'm her only friend.
Oh.
And I don't want her to do anything stupid.
Right.
My favor is just if you could ask, have you ever broken up with a friend? Details, please. Call me shallow, but she is that bad. I have a husband and a newborn, and we'd be having a great day with them, but then she sends me the 6-page text, and my mood is completely ruined.
Mm.
She never asks me how I am either.
Yeah.
Thoughts? I would appreciate anything. How to handle this?
Yeah, that's tough when you've got one. And I feel like you go through life and I feel like everybody's had an experience with a needy friend.
Anything back from the friendship.
Yeah, a friend who needs that you to give and give and doesn't necessarily reciprocate. So how I understand also the, hey, you're my only friend, so you not wanting to necessarily like just ghost her and be like, nope, sorry, and then have her do something stupid.
Right.
But yeah, that's.
But do you stay in a friendship out of like an obligation that you feel,
You're
just afraid that they'll go into such a downward spiral and you'll feel responsible?
Yeah, that is tough. That is tough. I like part of me wants to say, you know, you can respond with, hey, can't chat now or something like that, or just try to like distance yourself a little bit, but not necessarily say I need a break from you, but maybe just not respond as quickly or things like that. I don't know. I like part of me is saying try to at least maintain the we're friends. I mean, were you ever really friends or is this just someone who was like a coworker with you a long time ago, or someone that you've just kind of been an acquaintance with you, and I don't know.
She doesn't really reference how the friendship started or the origins of it, but you know, I think there does. She's realizing that she's giving more to the relationship than she's getting.
Yeah.
So you know, when she mentioned, you know, she never asked how I'm doing, how my life is. It's just she's always kind of talking to me about the stuff going on in her life. Jody's like, maybe she isn't a Debbie Downer. Maybe she's a realistic Rhonda.
Well, Jody, you sound like maybe you're one, too.
But maybe she needs to maybe give some, start giving some tough love a little bit. Like, I'm wondering if she has started to point out, like, hey, you seem to have a lot of recurring issues. Have you looked at, you know, your role in all of this?
All right.
And so, maybe try to help her, you know, find some more happiness or change her perspective.
How do you do this? Especially, we'd love to hear your experience with this. And how did you deal with it? And then where is the friendship now? I think those examples will help Sandra here in this situation. 502-795-1997. We will get your stories and group therapy next. 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, group therapy. Maybe a situation we've all found ourselves in at one time in our life or another. Sandra, she's in a spot where she's considering breaking up with a friend of hers who is kind of a constant Debbie Downer, sucks the fun out of everything. She needs to know how, or how to deal with it at least, because Sandra is her only friend, or so she says. Several suggestions of just stop hinting and tell her the truth. You don't want to be rude or mean, but you just don't have, you know, much in common anymore, and you've outgrown the friendship. I mean, that's tough to hear.
Jackie's like, have you asked a friend if she's depressed?
Yeah.
If she denies depression and asked why you would think that, explain that most conversations with her are negative and full of complaints. Women, I feel, are worse at this because we tend to lean on one another for venting, but don't realize if it's constant until somebody points it out. And if she does, in fact, say she might be depressed, encourage her to call her doctor. They can point her in the right direction. If she dismisses that advice, let her know gently that her negativity is affecting you and you really want to be her friend. You know, however, it's getting difficult. You're not a therapist, and she must seek help for herself or the friendship could be ruined.
Yeah, I mean, and a lot of people, Bethany included, says, look, sounds like she needs a therapist. They're literally paid to listen to people's problems.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be doing it for free. So that's a good place to start. And maybe that's a light, like, nudge, a little suggestion, like, hey, you know, I'm dealing with a lot here too, with a new baby and everything.
Yes,
I want to refer you to someone that I respect, and maybe you refer her to a therapist or something like that. Or hey, give this person a call. You know that they can help. You know, in a lot of stuff. I think that may be a great option.
Yeah, Bethany went on to say, next time respond. Yeah, I'm doing great. Thanks so much for asking. Maybe that might be a little gentle hint, like, hey, I've got stuff going on too. You might want to ask about me.
Yeah, I will say the number one answer that everybody is saying is cut her out. Stop talking to her.
Yeah.
Like you can't worry that you're her only friend, you know? And, yeah. Ooh, okay. All right.
And Benetta says, tell her with a newborn, you're just too busy trying to keep up with being a wife and a mom and don't have time to discuss anything, then just gradually distance yourself and don't reply at all. I mean, she does have a very valid excuse for just being a little too busy right now.
I mean, I'll tell you what, there is never a better time in your life to get out of things than when you have a newborn.
Oh, they're great excuses for that.
I mean, you can use that for
anything you want to get out of.
Right, exactly. Yes. Like, yep, sorry, baby.
Oh, baby. Yep, baby. Like, oh, I get it.
Toddler.
They get it.
Sorry. Got a toddler. Sorry. Yep. Got the terrible twos. Yep. Not gonna happen. Sorry.
Terrible threes. Terrible fours. Terrible fives.
Sorry, I got a middle schooler. Nah, I'm not gonna be able to. Yeah.
Got a middle schooler. That might be where it stops. That maybe. Jamie says, I had a best friend for 10 plus years. And when she went through her divorce, I was asking her all the time how she was.
Yeah.
She never asked me during my divorce. Unfortunately, I just had to say, screw it, and stop texting her.
Yeah.
And when I say best friend, like, she saved me from making a bad decision.
Aww.
So that's very difficult to do, to just stop talking to her.
Sure.
Yeah.
Haley said, and this last one, just from experience, people like that don't change. You got to focus on yourself. We aren't responsible for other people's feelings. So, yeah.
Although I do agree with the people that were pointing out, like, maybe, you know, we as women kind of lean on each other and she's just not realizing how much she's doing it.
Yeah.
And how one-sided the relationship has become is because she's not ever asking about, you know,
right.
her life.
All right. Well, hey, I think there's some good avenues to drive down there, Sandra. And you can comment if you want on the Facebook post. We got it on our page at Ben and Kelly Show. But keep us posted. Good luck. Thanks for reaching out with group therapy.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Mr. 305. Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. Coming to the Field.
Yeah, Pitbull coming on Saturday. We got tickets for you, by the way. 99.7 EJX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Pitbull coming to the waterfront Saturday. We got those tickets to win on 99.7 DJX. Playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi to Clarissa calling us from Corden. Hi, Clarissa.
Hello.
So Clarissa's got dark brown hair, drives a rental, is a Head Start teacher, has been married for 7 years.
Nice.
Clarissa, no 7-year itch, right?
Nope.
Not yet?
He has me for life.
Oh, that's good.
Look
that's
at
so
that.
Sweet.
So what was your first date like with your husband?
My first date?
Yeah, I know. I kind of sprung that on you.
I was actually in high school, so I don't know. It's probably Subway.
You went to Subway. Oh, I love that.
Love can bloom over custom-made sandwiches.
I know. I love that. I love that. All right. Very good. Very good. All right. So, Clarissa, it's Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
You will hear three stories. You have to figure out, did that story happen when the person was a little kid or maybe a drunk adult?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Here we go. First one.
I wound up unconscious from brain freeze.
Oh.
Brain freeze can make you unconscious?
Apparently, according to her.
I was 8 years old when I learned that.
Never stop learning, Kelly.
Uh-huh.
All right, Clarissa, what do you think? Little kid, drunk adult.
So she woke up with a brain freeze, unconscious?
Well, yeah, unconscious because of brain freeze.
Man.
Yeah, I know.
Drunk adult?
Drunk adult. All right, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe some frozen margs.
All right.
Maybe.
So both of you
That's
saying.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
Yes.
All right. Here we go.
I was a drunk adult.
Yep.
Yeah.
There it is, drunk adult.
All right.
Frozen margs.
That's what I'm thinking.
So we had a Slurpee drinking contest.
Ah, there it is.
And when the brain freeze set in, I threw my head backwards in agony, not realizing that there was a pole right behind me.
Oh!
Oh, she knocked herself out.
Yeah, she did.
My head hit it so hard, I knocked myself out.
There it is. There it is.
Okay, so the brain freeze doesn't knock you out. It's the throwing your head back in shock, hitting yourself, knocking yourself out.
All right, Clarissa, you're one for one. Good job. Next one, little kid or drunk adult.
I was getting interviewed by the news and accidentally sneezed into the reporter's face.
I couldn't hear what she said with the music playing.
Oh, here, let me cut the music. Let's do it again, all right? All right.
I was getting interviewed by the news and accidentally sneezed into the reporter's face.
Dang.
She was getting interviewed by the news to what?
Yeah. Yeah,
and sneezed in the reporter's face.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to say little kid.
All right. You're going to say little kid, Kelly.
I'll say little kid, too.
All right. Both of you saying little kid.
I was a drunk adult.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Man.
Oh, first of all, why are they interviewing a drunk person? That's always iffy at best.
I mean, but great television. Am I right?
All right. Uh-huh.
Doing a random interview on St. Patty's Day, and the news reporter asked me how I was celebrating, and when I answered, I accidentally sneezed, covering the reporter's shirt and face in my own snot.
Oh, dang! Oh, man.
Rough.
Gross.
What a way to go. Well, St. Patrick's Day, you're going to get all types, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right, so last one, little kid, drunk adult. You are one for two. Here we go, last one.
I barfed in my grandmother's casket.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no. Barfed in grandma's casket.
Oh, man.
Wow, this has elements of everything.
It does. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm going to say drunk adult. Right. Maybe they're really sad and coping their feelings.
All right. All right. You're saying drunk adult.
Yeah. Okay, I'll stick with her on this, although I have a feeling this one could be a little kid.
So what are you going to say, Kelly?
I'll say drunk adult.
Okay. All right. So you're both saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little kid.
Oh, I knew it. Oh, dang it.
So how'd this happen?
Okay. So my dad lifts me up to see my dead grandmother.
Oh,
and
gosh.
We had just come from a family dinner. I'd eaten all of my pie, half of my brother's. Ooh. I guess maybe it was the mix of trauma and seeing my completely motionless grandmother.
Oh, this is a sad one.
Overwhelming scent of embalming fluid and flowers that just completely unleashed what had to have been like a gallon of blueberry pie.
From Stand By Me.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
My family freaked out.
Yeah.
Everybody was completely mortified.
Oh, gosh.
They closed the casket. Visiting hours were cut short. And they went to go clean up Grandma.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, those poor people that had to do that. Yeah. Oh, that had to clean up. Oh, no.
Clarissa, one out of three.
Well, I won with Kelly.
All right, you're trying. All right, hey, congratulations. We're going to hook you up, all right?
Awesome.
All right, congrats. Hang on the line another quick sec, okay?
Thank you.
I was going to say, you had some help there, it sounds
like. She's got some helpers. Yeah. Also, it's like, Mom, are you done with the radio show? Because I need you.
I know,
something
I need you.
Something
needs
attention.
Dentist appointment.
Oh, a dentist appointment. Oh, gosh. Okay.
All right. We'll hurry. All right, cool.
Yes.
All right, little kid, drunk adult, we need your submissions.
Yes, we need more stories. Send us a little headline, reveal the answer, finish the story. Send us a voice note, benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
All right, so we will do it again tomorrow on 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Got a couple people who reached out during this song and were just like, hey, how do I submit again for Little Kid Drunk Adult? All you have to do is just record it on your phone, like whatever your voice app is, or your, whether it's a voice app or a, what do you call it? You Apple people call it?
It's a voice note.
Voice note. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I have a Google phone, so I don't know. Okay. Anyways, whatever your voice app is.
It's voice memos. Voice memos is what it's called.
Yeah. Just send it to us, and you can send it benandkellyshow@gmail.com, or you can even text our request line, all right? 502-795-1997. We'll get it that way. But
give us a little headline and then reveal the answer, finish the story.
Yeah,
that's what we need.
Always love hearing those. All right, coming up next, it's a feel good.
Yeah, you can get to the website, WDJX.com, and you can see this great video. It's of a neighbor caught on a Ring doorbell camera doing something all over the neighborhood. But it's a good thing.
Oh, okay. I could go a lot of different directions, I'm sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we'll get to that on the way. Taylor Swift, Karma. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Another heat advisory, heat warning today as Real Feel will be in the hundreds. Hot, so just make sure you come see us at the fair in the air conditioning of the South Wing there. We're going to be out there after 10 set up on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good stories, Kelly Kay.
So Giselle is a neighbor caught on Ring camera sharing apricots from her trees with her neighbor in Oceanside, California. Devin is her neighbor, shared the video on TikTok, said Giselle was nice enough to do the same thing for every home in the neighborhood. Oh. So he wanted to return the favor by sharing some of his fruit with her.
Hey, it's Giselle with the house with the green roof and the dog. I just left some apricots on your door.
Did you leave apricots on that? On my door? Okay, I thought it was you. I saw the green roof and I picked some oranges and lemons for you.
And the sweet exchange between neighbors of 2 years continued.
I'm deliberately falling off the tree, so if you want some, come and
Hi, mister.
Oh, wow.
Hi, mister. Aww.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, she was right. They're literally all over the ground. She met her dog and all sorts of stuff. So see the video. It's a really cute exchange. And they've just been swapping fruit with each other.
There you go.
Which is great. WDJX.com.
Here's what you got to look forward to on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So Dana's got a guy's number at dinner. Hey.
But she's wondering, like, listen, were there ulterior motives? Do I call it? Do I not? Her friends are divided.
Oh, wow. She wants us to be the judge and jury. All right.
Yep.
All right. So we'll get into that next on 99.7 DJX. All right. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right. You can always DM us anytime at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook, Instagram, on Twitter, and shoot us, like, you know, a little message. We can turn around, turn and toss it out to our listeners and try to get you some help, maybe perspective.
Yeah.
Where to go.
Dana says, hey, guys, I need some opinions on what to do with this.
Mm-hmm.
I was at dinner with my girls having some drinks, basically shut the place down.
There you go.
I noticed our waiter was kind of flirty all night. Then he pulled a move. He handed me the check, flipped it over at the last second. He had written his name and number on the back of the tab. Gave me a wink, walked away.
Oh.
My girlfriends are split on what I should do. Half are saying, go for it, he's hot. The other half are saying he probably does that all the time just to get a good tip. So what do you guys think? Should I call him? Or do you think it was just, you know, a move to get a tip?
I think it's both.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's probably thinking at the very least, maybe she'll give me a good tip. I might not get a call or a date out of it, but maybe I'll get a good tip.
Yeah, isn't it the thing where whenever you see, it's like psychology, whenever you see like a smiley face on your check or something like that, or the server writes their name or writes a little note that says, hey, thanks for coming in, you know, Brenda or whatever, you tip more. So I think, yeah, I think he was probably just doing a tip, and maybe that is a thing that he does.
Well, and she's probably wondering, like, okay,
is he a player?
Does he ask a lot of women out this way? And am I just going to be like one of many?
Well, how's she going to find out unless she just calls him?
Exactly.
Or goes back in?
Yeah, I feel like I think we call. I mean, I don't think he would have given his phone number if he wasn't hoping that maybe she would actually call and they could have a date.
Oh, so you're saying call instead of
go in? I'm
saying
call. How else are you going to know?
All right. Well,
else are you going to know?
Okay. Well, I mean, I was just thinking, okay, well, maybe you just first go back in and see if he says, hey, you never called me, or makes some sort of reference to that. Then you'll know he's maybe interested more than just trying to get a better tip. You know what I mean? Like, maybe there'll be a little bit more interest if he's all like, hey, I left my number and I never got a call.
Well, I feel like if it was just to get the tip, he could have done like what you said, just kind of like, hey, thanks for coming in, smiley face or whatever. He could have just written a note like that, but not given his phone number. The fact that he gave his phone number is leading me to think that, all right, he wants her to actually call. Now, as far as does he do that to a lot of women, don't know. I mean, that's, again, you just got to find that out, I think, by calling him, starting to go out.
Bethany says, as a past server, giving out your personal phone number is not worth any tip, no matter how generous. He probably actually wants you to call.
Oh, see, there you go. See, that's what I'm thinking. I think we call.
Really?
This could be your love story and how it unfolds and you guys get married and have lots of babies and this is your story.
Then do you... All right.
So you're skeptical.
I am a little bit. I am.
So he gave his phone number.
Yeah. So the girlfriends are saying no and you're not listening to them? You're listening to Kelly?
Half of them are saying no. They're that's probably a movie does with lots of girls. You're just one of many. I think he didn't have to give his actual phone number. So, A, he must be confident she's not going to be psycho. Right?
Yeah.
Bold move, right?
Right, that is bold.
He's taking a chance on her.
Sure. Yeah, he is.
He doesn't have her number. He gave his number.
Okay.
So I think we call it and we investigate. That's what we do.
All right, Dana. I mean, I can't.
You're hesitating.
I'm just a little bit. I like the, hey, go back in again and just see if he mentions anything to you. But Kelly's like,
well, then it's awkward because you didn't call him yet. And so then he's feeling rejected.
But then what if you call him and he doesn't pick up and then you got to, hey, I was the girl that you left.
You leave a message. You were able to leave messages.
I mean, do you text him first? You just text
him? You could do that.
Maybe just text him.
Maybe just you could do that.
Say, you up?
Hey. You up? Who dis?
Yeah.
No.
All right.
I think, yes, we're not going to know unless he could be the guy.
All right.
He could be her person.
Okay. All right. All right. We're just going to go round and round about this. All right. Dana, either text or call him. Just do it. Do it.
Just do it. Then tell us how it goes.
Yeah. Do it. And hopefully this is the start of your love story.
I can't believe that you weren't on board with this from the very beginning, just for the bit alone. Just for the follow-up.
Well,
like, how did you not be like, yes, call him and then tell us how it goes?
Well, no.
From the very beginning.
Did I not say go in?
You said go in.
I said go in.
Test the waters. He's like, yeah. No, call him.
I said
him.
Go in.
We have his number. Call him.
Do we have his number?
We have it. No, we don't have his number.
Oh, I was like, well, then let's. I'll call
yes.
him. Hey, where do you work? First of all, do you have a good appetizer? Do you have a good happy hour special? Second. Second. Do you know this chick named Dana?
Carl is saying maybe half of the girls are just jealous. Yeah. And that's why they said what they did. Because they're salty that he didn't give them his number.
All right. Yeah.
Could
I
be.
Guess. I guess if the table went Dutch and they all got their own check, then
let's call him.
All right. Fine. All right. Dana, you heard Kelly. I'm on board. Do it.
And I'm going to need to hear back in the next couple of days.
Look at that. All right.
Quickly, please. I'm invested.
So are we giving her a deadline on Monday or are we saying by Friday?
I'm just going to say soon. I don't want to like force people. You know, tell people what to do in their lives. But if you can
I feel like
she needs
me.
To do it sooner. He's going to forget.
You tell me, and I'll tell her.
It's like she can't hear me?
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay.
You just whisper to me what I should tell
okay.
her.
Okay. Next couple days. Like,
no,
let's get
no,
on the horn.
No, give me a day. Monday?
A day?
Give me a Monday? Monday
at the latest, but I feel
right,
like
so
time
Dana,
is of the essence. We need to seize the moment while it's kind of still there.
All right. Well, yeah. Call him today. Then if something important happens, if there's a date this weekend, then follow back with us on Monday. If you guys hit it out of the park right away, then let us know by Friday.
Here's also something like, do we not be super specific? That way, maybe we find out if he's given his number to many girls, if he's kind of like, which one are you? Or do we, how vague are we?
Mm.
Like, hey, I was in the other night with my girlfriends. You gave me your phone number. What's up?
Yeah. I mean, we'll leave that up to her. But,
okay.
But yeah.
All right.
All right. So we're saying do it, and then either
yes.
Friday or Monday, we'll get a...
Say the time, the night that you were there, that you were with your girls,
yep.
You left your number.
Yep.
And
right. Well, good
so
luck.
Here I am.
Here I am.
Here I am.
What is that line from the movie? Here I am, putting my heart on my sleeve or whatever.
Just a girl.
Just a girl calling a boy. All right. All right. Well, good luck, Dana. We're all backing you on this, and follow up with us on either Friday or Monday. All right.
Katie's like, this is why guys think that women are complicated.
Yeah.
He wouldn't have given her his number unless he's wanting her to call him.
All
done.
Right. There
That's
go.
It.
All right. Coming up next, speaking of love stories, we've got a couple budding love stories. One that maybe started on the bus.
Speaking of complicated.
One that maybe almost, oh my gosh, one that is there.
It might involve sea monkey murder.
Mm-hmm. Well, then there's that. All right, so we'll get to Miss Connections on the way. And if you see DJX go live on your little Facebook, then know that you can watch it all go down. All right?
Acting is happening.
Coming up in just a few minutes on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Look, finding love is difficult. That's why every week, Kelly and I, we scour the internet. We try to find people who maybe had a chance encounter but couldn't get a name or number.
Or maybe you just, you didn't take the moment because you were worried about an animal.
All right.
Or animals.
All right. Every week we call this.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try.
Craigslist Missed Connections.
Let's get on the bus for the first one, shall we?
All right.
Cat food man, woman for man.
Okay.
I was taking the bus after work the other day when I seen you get on. You was tall and skinny with a scruff carrying a couple of grocery bags.
All right.
Just a couple of strangers on an empty bus.
Oh.
We both smiled at each other. You have all your teeth, too, so that's a plus.
Standards are low.
You sat across from me, and I liked what I saw. This was beginning to look like a scene from one of those books people read.
Wait, I've heard of books. I've heard people read them, and this could be the scene from one of those books.
I feel like she means romance novel?
Maybe.
Then I saw you reach into one of your bags and pull out a can, brandish a fork from your pocket. I love a man who has manners. All put right. A napkin on your lap, pop the top, and dig in.
All right.
I thought it might be a can of tuna, but on closer inspection, it was indeed a can of cat food.
Oh, my God.
Tasty. You must have been hungry. I got to be honest. I've never tried cat food before, and I was raised not to judge. You polished that thing off and reached for another can.
Wow, hungry.
Before you were able to dig in, though, the bus reached my stop. I had to get off.
Oh.
There was something, though, about your look, your manners, your love of cats that got me going.
Okay.
I like that, and I'd like to see you again.
All right.
Tell me the brand of cat food you were feasting on so I know it's you.
What?
Like, that's needed? You can't just say, hey, you were the guy on the bus with me eating cat food?
Yeah.
Like that would probably do it.
Like a scene out of one of those books that people read.
Like a scene out of one of those things called books.
Yep. It's
Craigslist Missed Connection.
All right. So this is Man for Woman. It's titled Your Drink and My Sea Monkey Village.
Sea Monkey Village? Those are real?
It was the end of the night. We had vibed.
Uh-huh.
And we wound up back at my place for a nightcap.
Oh, hey-o. All right. Already we're further than we usually are.
I had out-punted the coverage.
Oh, nice.
You were hot.
Sweet.
We were in the living room, ice clinking in our drinks, your lips glistening in the dim candlelight. A soft scent of fine perfume.
Nice.
A silent thunderstorm of desire.
Then I mean, this is sounding like one of those books that people read. Isn't it? A little bit.
Then you did the unimaginable. You poured the rest of your vodka and seven into the small plastic aquarium where my sea monkeys live.
Oh, no. Why are we doing that?
How are you to know?
Oh, no.
Nonetheless, I panicked, but I tried to look calm. You slid down the zipper of your slinky black dress.
Oh, my.
But I had one eye on the Sea Monkey Village as the vodka infused their magical little world.
Oh, no. He's worried. Oh, no.
You were tossing back your long, silky hair.
Yeah.
But I couldn't turn away from the turmoil my sea monkeys were now experiencing.
Oh, dang it, save the sea monkeys!
Stumbling drunk through their little sea monkey village, singing firework loud and off key. Firework!
Oh, wow.
Yelling, I love you, man! Down the streets of Sea Monkey Village.
Probably exactly what was happening. Oh, dang, what a scene.
As you could tell, I was distracted.
Yeah.
I couldn't focus on you, and you got frustrated and left.
Oh, no!
Can I get a do-over?
She probably doesn't even know she's a potential sea monkey murderer.
She doesn't even know.
She probably doesn't know.
She doesn't know.
Probably didn't know.
So, you know, look, whether you saw that nice tall drink of water, gentleman even, out of a scene from a book that people read on the
chowing down on cat food.
Yeah, or the almost was the person who may have drunkened your sea monkey village.
Let's just hope it wasn't too much, that they just really, I mean, the tank was lit, you know, right? They were doing exactly that, singing some Katy Perry and saying, I love you, man. Maybe that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. It can be one thing and one thing and only, and that is
Craigslist Missed Connections
on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. So this is pretty cool. We got several people reached out to us, and I actually had a conversation with one of the people involved like several weeks ago, and had to kind of keep quiet about it. But now, Wrestlers, a new show coming out on Netflix September 13th, is surrounding OVW Wrestling, Ohio Valley Wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, the whole show centers on them and their whole story,
yeah,
which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I had a conversation with AJ McKay, who used to work for us, and you'll still hear his voice on commercials every now and then, but he has worked for OVW for several years, and it's like a docuseries that basically features what it's like to work day-to-day with the company and for those trying to become professional wrestlers or you know, make it to the WWE or something like that, right?
Yeah, it's like a feeder program for that, right?
Right, for sure. And, you know, I remember he was telling me about it. He was like, you know, I mean, the cameras have been filming us for the past, you know, 18 months. And
wow.
Yeah. And so it's been,
they got used to like them hanging out.
Yeah.
The whole time.
This has been a process. So yeah, September 13th, here's a little clip from the actual trailer, which is now out.
Wrestling is my escape. I'm glad I get to hit people. So I don't want to do any bad things anymore.
OVW is the little engine that could. You get outside of WWE and AEW, the best wrestling in America is taking place right here.
There it is. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool. So if you want to see the entire trailer, you can. We've got it posted for you. WDJX.com. But yeah, congrats, man. This is cool. Putting it on the map. September 13th, Netflix. 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, coming up next, it is a feel-good story.
Yeah, this is a really good one at WDJX.com. It's a stepdad who officially got to adopt his three stepkids 26 years after marrying their mom.
All right.
Pretty great story.
We'll get to that on the way next after Taylor Swift on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, celebrating 4 years of Lover. It was just, I think, 4 years ago, either today or yesterday, that Taylor Swift released Lover there on 99.7 DJX. That, Cruel Summer, from Lover, which is kind of wild to know and to think that that song is now having its moment in the sun. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
This is really great. When David got married 26 years ago, he instantly became a father figure and stepdad to his wife's three kids.
Mm-hmm.
But without the permission of their dad, he couldn't officially adopt them. So now as adults, they wanted to finally make that happen.
You stepped up and took care of our mom when she was broken. You showed me blood doesn't define family. Love does. Taught me how to drive. Taught me how to be responsible for myself and my actions. Grounded me when I was 2 minutes late. It's okay, I'm not mad anymore about it. You changed our lives in so many different ways, but the biggest way is that you became a dad to all three of us.
Aw.
Isn't that great?
Yep.
Just such a sweet letter that they were reading to him. He was getting really emotional. It's just a long time coming. You could tell what a difference he's made in their lives. You can see their story at WDJX.com.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, so most porch pirates, you know, you've heard of the term porch pirate, right?
Yeah, stealing kinda, packages.
Yeah, lurk around, run up to a porch, steal a package. This guy had a different idea of what that term means.